people in the media have known this was in the offing, but if you hadn't known because you'd sort of heard rumblings, who the hell would have put the Tar Heels and the Gamecocks coming to FedEx Forum on your 2024 bingo card?
Yeah, like you said, we've heard rumblings of it, but when you first heard the rumblings of it, you're like, oh, well, that's something.
That's amazing.
There is kind of this stark contrast of you hear this and you're like, man, that's a great idea. And like, that's awesome. And then you think about, all right, well, Thanksgiving, we're going to have the NIL tournament in Vegas that's funded by Qatari money. And it's like, God, I hope something like this could last for a while.
Well, that is very clearly the goal. That is very clearly the goal. And listen, I talked to Rick Shadyac, who is the CEO of ALSAC, of course, which is the fundraising and awareness arm of St. Jude. And they're not even slightly bashful about it. They're very clear that the goal here is to have a regular season tournament. And by the way, there's no question that NIL is a part of this. We'll get to that in a minute. So how does it happen? But here's some quotes from the column from Rick Shadyac, who I talked to earlier in the week. This is an opportunity to bring awareness to pediatric cancer and pediatric cancer research, which we think is critical, and to highlight our city and all the great things that go on between St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the University of Memphis. We talked for a number of years about trying to do a basketball tournament that would be very similar to Coaches versus Cancer. We also wanted to highlight women's sports. We thought that having the Lady Tigers be a part of this was just as important as having the men. More Shadyac. We've been working closely with the NCAA. We've been working closely with ESPN. So we have all the right parties in play. And if this is successful, we think it can translate into a regular season tournament. He goes on to say, success depends on several things. I'm hoping that our wonderful corporate community is going to get behind us once we make this announcement. Both Chris and I, it's Chris Boyson, who's vice president at ALSAC, and honestly is the guy who created the marathon along with created and grew the marathon into the biggest fundraising event that hospital has every year. Chris and I want this to become a destination event. I don't buy this stuff that won't come to Memphis. I think people will come to Memphis. We've got quality basketball, and we can offer all the amazing attributes that make this city unique. Goes on to say, because I asked him, this event, the way they imagine it, is it's analogous to the marathon and to the golf tournament. And then, yes, those events both raise money for St. Jude, and that's critically important. But they also bring people to Memphis. They're here. They're not events that St. Jude – like St. Jude is a global name. They could have events in London or Abu Dhabi or Los Angeles to raise money for St. Jude. They have these events in Memphis to bring business, vibrancy, joy, people, all of that to Memphis. And that is partly the hope here. Here's more Shadyac. With ALSAC, as long as I've been working here and having the privilege of being the CEO, I always want to put the spotlight on Memphis. I genuinely believe that St. Jude thrives because it's in Memphis, Tennessee. Over the decades, we've demonstrated our commitment to the city. You see the cranes on our campus. You see two 15-story towers that are under construction. You see the major acquisition that we just announced in the Pence District. These are all intentional commitments to our city and to demonstrate to our community that we're here for the long haul. We've been here for over 60 years, and we're going to be here for the long haul. I want this city to continue to thrive. So they're not bashful about saying the goal is, can we, the hope is to grow this into a regular season tournament. They're also not bashful in saying, in order for that to happen, we need fans in the seats and we need corporate sponsors to step up, right? I mean, in the end,
absolutely.
This is a little bit like back in the old exhibition football games, back when the Liberty Bowl used to host, exhibition football games, and people would pack it to prove that they would support it. And at a much smaller extent, because this is about bringing an NFL team. This is about bringing a basketball tournament to town. Those are different things. But this is a little bit like that. It's like, how's this event going to go? and they've created it, and now they want to see, they need it to be supported. I did ask about pricing. The ticket pricing, they said, is going to be based on regular season Tiger ticket pricing, essentially. You know, it's not regular season, but it's also two very high profile teams. And what strikes me, I guess, as much as anything, is at a time when it feels like people can't stop talking about what's wrong with Memphis or what can't happen in Memphis, at this moment in history, dream up this event and make it happen, it just shows to me, it's the power of St. Jude, absolutely. You needed St. Jude and you needed ESPN and you needed the University of Memphis all working together on this. But you also needed this belief that things are possible. You needed optimism. You know, you needed to not be dragged down by the sense that nothing is possible. And so I just think to have created this out of thin air. And I guess when your DNA is what we're going to do here is we're going to create a children's hospital that takes care of cancer, sick kids with cancer for free. I guess once you do that, everything else looks pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really a remarkable. Now, it's an interesting question, Jeffrey. I don't know how it will be supported. Like, this is it's a tumultuous time in Memphis Tiger basketball. I don't think there's as much enthusiasm for Memphis Tiger basketball as there has been. B, you don't have the season ticket base, which is generally when you're selling, like you see a lot of times for conference tournaments that are held here or whatever.
Yep.
The crowds are like smaller, and you're like, how are they smaller? Well, they're smaller because from the Memphis contingent, because you don't have the season ticket holders, which gives you a base. Here, there's no base. They'll send emails to the season ticket holders. But so how much enthusiasm is there for the University of Memphis right now in the city, the Tigers? And B, there's going to be no season ticket base here. And so I'll be interested. I would think people would come to this event. See the University of North Carolina and the national champion South Carolina Gamecocks against your Tigers? I would think so. But I'll be a little on pins and needles. I think there's some reason for skepticism. Your thoughts?
What are the dates again?
It's October 15th.
So Sunday. I mean, I'm just always worried about any basketball thing during
NFL
football season.
Yeah.
Again, I'm with you. Like, if this can't get you to go out and see some basketball, I don't know what can.
But it's early to see basketball. It's exhibition basketball. And so I do think some people will buy tickets here. It's a Tuesday, October 15th.
I had September 5th. Okay.
Yeah, it's
all
a
right,
Tuesday.
There we go. That makes me feel better. Because this can kind of like, since we're not really doing madness anymore, like this could be like a
sort of madness.
Yeah.
You could call this your madness.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice if they could put 10,000 people in that building, like real people in that building.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be 18,000.
I mean, the thing is, putting 10,000 people, that'd be the biggest Tiger game of the last.
Oh, yeah. Even the big ones don't get 10.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they get.
Well, I think Clemson
7 or 8
was the biggest last year.
People feel like it must be 15, but it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had tip to everyone involved in this. This is. It's just to create something like this, I just think it shows a belief in the enterprise, a belief in the ability to get things done. Now, what's in it for UNC and what's in it for South Carolina? Well, first of all, Dawn Staley is like, she's first of all the biggest. Don't you think she's the biggest name in women's college basketball now, Dawn Staley? Like she's, you know.
Yeah, with
she's,
Caitlin going to.
Yeah. And she's been a longtime friend of St. Jude. Like, I do think there is, the power of St. Jude is very real here. The power of NIL money is also, like, real here. I saw that Hitman Hoops reported that UNC is going to get $150,000 in NIL money. Like, there will be NIL money. You mentioned the other.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd rather see NIL money going out like this and raising money for St. Jude than just, hey, we're handing out $500,000 of some Qatari money.
Right. The ticket sales are going to St. Jude, but there will be money. There. You could be, you know, the players will be compensated for this. And it's a way to also raise money, NIL money, not from the ticket sales. That's going to St. Jude. But there will be money available for North Carolina, South Carolina, and the University of Memphis, I am certain. So that is that news. Any other thoughts on that? We'll just hope for the best, you know?
No, I mean, like, to me, it's like, it's ideas. Like, to me, it's like, bring ideas. Yeah. And also, it's practical. Like, hey, you know, it'd be nice to sit there and go, why don't we just have a fundraiser for St. Jude? We'll bring in North Carolina. It's like, no, hey, we're going to have to probably have some NIL money here, too, yeah. like, to make this event.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's a realistic thing.
Well, and then, can you imagine what they must have been going through last week when this Penny stuff happened?
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't invent this. They didn't start this Monday, right? So this has been in the works. You can only imagine. And they're making their announcement today. They made it at 8 o'clock this morning. You know, just imagine last week when this Penny stuff was happening, what they're going through. Like, oh, my God. Is he even going to be there if there's a new, like, whatever? But happily, that seems to have quieted at least a little. And we'll look forward to seeing this unfold. So that was the first bit of big news that y'all woke up to this morning. The second big bit of news is that Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State are all going to the Pac-12. They have applied evidently already. They are leaving the Mountain West. They are going to the Pac-12. They are paying a substantial amount of money to do this. Of course, Oregon State and Washington State are the only current members of the Pac-12. This will make them the Pac-6, or as I like to call them, the six-pack.
Uh-huh.
And so there you go. Here's what it will cost. $17 million each in exit fees, and then the Pac-12 itself will have to pay $43 million to the Mountain West because of a deal that they had. They have this
scheduling
right now. They have
the
scheduling agreement. What happened actually is so they have this scheduling agreement for this year, 2024, and they were negotiating whether we should extend the schedule agreement between the Mountain West and the Pac-12. By the way, you can't trust anyone, can you? Like, in college sports, it doesn't matter. If it's another conference that you're working with, if it's another member of your conference, everyone's out for themselves.
Yes.
This is like, you know, alliances. This is, and you can be stabbed in the back tomorrow. So anyway, here they are. First thing you know, they have a scheduling agreement between the Mountain West and the Pac-12. They're thinking about extending the scheduling agreement. Instead, the Pac-12 says, you know what? We'd rather just take the most important teams from your conference. That would be better than extending the scheduling agreement. But the Pac-12 has to pay $43 million. Now, the Pac-12 is rich because they got their own loot when everyone left for the Big Ten. So they got plenty
and the Big 12.
And the Big 12. So they got plenty of money to throw around. They will be paying the Mountain West $43 million, and each of the departing teams will be paying the Mountain West $17 million. The TV deal, the Mountain West TV deal, runs through 2026. There's some question as to whether this is being announced this week because this is the week that Oregon State plays Oregon, Washington State plays Washington. So there's a sort of a spotlight right now on the Pac-12, such as it is, and so they're making this big announcement. Here it is. These four teams will be leaving. What do you think?
So it's also important to note this new league will not keep its power status. It's going to be considered part of the now group of right. six.
Right. Well, right. So they got 2 years, right? They've got a 2-year.
So McMurphy's reporting today that it will not be a part of the power structure.
It will absolutely not be.
Correct.
Okay. So what do you make of it then? If you are, what do you think of it from the perspective of Oregon and Washington, and what do you think of it from the perspective of the four teams that are leaving, and then what do you think of it in perspective of the Mountain West? And we'll get to Memphis next.
So if you're Oregon State and Washington State, I can't see how you're feeling like this is a win. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you've...
Isn't it a win relative to not having them?
I think you always knew deep down, like, to me, like, this is like you got your fallback plan.
Yes.
Like, you always knew that it was...
But what was plan A?
I think plan A was to hope that there was a little bit more chaos and you could latch on somewhere, you know...
I still think there's hope that...
Big 12, maybe, and whatnot. I mean, maybe that doesn't necessarily preclude you from that.
Six doesn't get a full conference, and so the question is where are they going to add? And I still think they're hoping for ACC chaos.
Well,
right?
Yes, they're clearly hoping that Cal and Stanford are miserable and
come
won't
back.
Do it. The problem is Cal is broke, and there's no way. Like, that's the other aspect of this. The Pac-12 still doesn't have a widespread TV deal.
No, they do not.
So now you got to go negotiate that. Good luck. And
here's the question, though. Boise, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. That's a lot of money to give up to go to a conference that really, as you point out, isn't part of the power structure and doesn't have a TV deal. That's a lot of money to give up to go join that conference. Do you think it's possible that they either have some knowledge of the Pac-12's grand plan or some optimism about the Pac-12's grand plan? Because otherwise, why would you pay $17 million each to leave?
Because, you know, in the end, like, do I think they have some plan? Sure, but nobody signed on a dotted line. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they have an idea of the schools, and they can probably do the likelihood. I think what you're doing in this move is, all right, is this, in the end, the destination spot we want? No, but it's better than where we are. I think that's kind of the thought process.
I think pretty clearly what they're saying is, and this is something that Memphis should be mindful of. You won't always get perfect, right? You're not always going to get perfect. But what you want to do is be surrounded and be part of and be allied with the best people you can be allied with, right?
Yep.
You want to be with the best people you can be allied with. And what they're doing is they are jettisoning the bottom half of the, they're saying, we don't want to be hang out with the bottom half of the Mountain West. You guys are dragging us down. We'd rather be allied with, you know, we look at UNLV, or who else is in there? There's New Mexico.
It's like, more like Nevada.
Nevada,
San Jose State, although you could talk me into they eventually get an invite. But, yeah, it's
Air Force.
The problem is Air Force brings a little cachet.
Is Utah State Wyoming?
Yes.
Utah State, we are basically saying, yeah, we're done with y'all.
Yes.
We would rather be allied. You know, it's like being in the lunchroom. You don't want to sit the coolest kids you can sit with, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, we'd rather be allied with them. This is not perfect.
Well, it's like you want to date the prettiest girl you can.
Or we'd keep reaching for different metaphors. It's like, okay, we're in a lifeboat.
Yeah.
But that lifeboat looks a little less leaky than this lifeboat. This lifeboat has three people who are already perishing and can't row and whatever else.
That one's already capsized.
We're at least there's some capable rowers in this in this lifeboat. And so that's sort of what they are doing. Does this mean anything at all? Lessons, implications way down the road? Anything at all for the University of Memphis? Can you see any circumstance under which they would be part of the Pac-12?
Yes, because I can see where, in the end, the Pac-12, their best path to survival is to actually do what has been...
National Conference.
Yes, where we have a West Division, and that's how we help with travel. Because, by all accounts, the Cal-Stanford travel thing is a nightmare, and they haven't even gotten into a lot of the Olympic sports. Like, we haven't even... Like, it's just beginning. So, yes, I can see a scenario where you wind up doing like a West Division and the East Division, however you want to do it, and you you play it like that. I think inevitably everyone's just kind of got all eyes on the ACC. What's going to happen? To me, the big question is, I think the ACC is going to have turnover. The question is, do they have turnover or do they go the way of, are they just going to go away as a conference? Like, that's to me, it's like, because then now if you're Memphis, okay, you're in this kind of prisoner's dilemma. If you get thrown this lifeboat, do you sit there and go, all right, sure? Or, I mean, this Pac-12 thing doesn't still have a deal. Is this just like
the problem is it is not without cost to shift.
For sure. Right?
If you could just shift and go without paying $17 million, then of course you would do it. I'll just go be with the better people, right? But if it's going to cost you $17 million and you have no guarantee of getting that money back because there's no TV deal, like at least with SMU, they're like, okay, well, we're not going to take money for a while, but ultimately there will be the money coming back, at least they think, as long as the ACC remains.
Right, that would be the greatest irony. Right.
So, that is the problem. But I do think the way this would impact Memphis is that if the Pac-12 ultimately becomes a national conference, and you kind of think they have to, because there's no particular candidates out west.
I don't see
unless Cal and Stanford are coming back, and they're not. So if they become a national conference, might they end up sweeping up Memphis as part of it?
I think it's entirely possible, but I think like that's kind of the thing is like everyone's looking to the ACC. Well, what if Memphis is like, well, I don't know if financially we can make this work right now. But, like, let's wait and see. Well, and then what happens if a doomsday scenario in the ACC happens and, you know, the league dissolves? Well, now all of a sudden you've brought yourself into a pool where you're not going to be the front of the line.
It was shocking, wasn't it, when the news, or had you heard rumblings of this?
When they were unable to come to the scheduling agreement, and I knew the scheduling agreement was supposed to be like, it was like September 1.
Right.
It's like when they start to announce that, you're like, oh, that's, they don't want to do a scheduling agreement because they just want to take what they want.
Because they're going to pilfer them. This is a cruel world, man. This is Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah, this is dog and
dog. There. So anyway, so there you go. Big news on all sorts of fronts today, including the University of Memphis. Memphis, by the way, got another big man. See that?
I did.
Senegal.
Added some depth.